Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. The Premier isn't keen for West Australians to have a public holiday to mark the coronation of King Charles. The event to take place on Saturday, May 6, Mark McGowan today saying it's a hard no all round on the holiday. An agreement in Canberra this morning looks set to clear the way for a referendum on an Indigenous voice to Parliament to be held towards the end of the year. Both the government and opposition have now agreed to create a pamphlet for Australians outlining the yes and no campaigns, but there'll be no funding for campaigning. The Prime Minister has already said the vote will happen between October and December. Our love of online shopping is showing no signs of slowing down, with Australians spending a record $63.8 billion in the past year. Home and gardens, the most popular category, followed by food and alcohol. While Gary Starr from Australia Post says plenty of us search the web to score a bargain.
We also saw more households shopping online during sales events than ever before, with 9.4 million households hitting the online checkout.
Calls today for parents who have newborn twins or triplets to receive multiple birth allowances and give them extra paid parental leave. It comes after research showed two-thirds of new parents of multiple children reported having mental health challenges, compared with about one in five parents with one child. And overseas, Academy Award winner Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued over an alleged skiing collision in 2016. A retired optometrist claims the actress crashed into him on the slopes of a US resort, the trial expected to last for 8 days. In sport, Australia is preparing for a spin-friendly pitch for today's one-day decider against India in Chennai. The two nations locked at one game all in the series. Nathan Ellis admits it will likely favour the bowling side.
It hasn't been the high-scoring series so far, so yeah, it'll be up to us to adapt to the wicket and what it presents to us on the day.
The Dockers will now train at Coburn this afternoon. The club had hoped to train at Optus Stadium, but work continues to have it ready for Frio's game on Saturday following the Ed Sheeran event. The Dockers will likely train at Optus on Friday.